Breaking news on Jay Sekulow Live today. An FBI lawyer is allegedly altered a document in the Russia probe. Where did we get this information? Where is this coming from? We'll talk about it today on Jay Sekulow Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
We're going to find out the rest of the story now on December 9th. The first is that it was someone in the process of applying to the FISA court in order to get a warrant to surveil Carter Page. That's significant. This individual was at the FBI. It was a lawyer. There was a document that was altered.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
If there was an FBI agent sworn to uphold the Constitution, who can be proven to have altered a document in connection with a legal proceeding, including the obtaining of a FISA warrant, that's really serious. It doesn't get a lot more serious than that.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. I want you to understand, too, as we were all pointing out, the sound you just heard was Preet Bharara, someone who wants the president, like, impeached. He is a former U.S. SDNY, attorney. U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. No fan of President Trump, and he just said that if this is true, which it was reporting that originated by CNN, that in the report by Attorney General by Inspector General Horowitz, they'll be delivered to the Department of Justice. That part of that report is saying that there has been a criminal referral because a FBI attorney fundamentally altered. It'd be like altering evidence, basically.
This is altering evidence
behind a secret court. So it's about as serious as it gets, as Preet said. And this, again, would blow the doors off of why we even spent time on Mueller, because we would all know, like Adam Schiff's impeachment theory that started off with a lie about the whistleblower, this then would have started off with tampered evidence by the FBI. So you don't think that the government's out to get the president? The FBI was going around and changing evidence to get warrants on the Trump campaign?
And let me tell you what you've got here, okay? And this is very important for everybody to understand. Now, this is a report from CNN. Evan Perez, who I deal with all the time, good reporter on CNN. This is what their opening line is. Let me read you the opening line from CNN's report. A former FBI lawyer is under criminal investigation after allegedly altering a document related to the 2016 surveillance of a Trump campaign advisor. Several people briefed on the matter told CNN. The finding is expected to be part of the Inspector General's report by Michael Horowitz, and this involves the efforts to obtain warrants under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act on Carter Page, who was a former Trump aide. Now, where this is really critical to understand. I mean, this is really critical to understand. The FISA warrants are what started this process going. Now, we have filed a lawsuit at the ACLJ on this whole issue of James Comey sending over, remember that FBI agent that was detailed back and forth? We're trying to get information on that through FOIA. But this is a big, big development.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, you're talking again about what would be at the heart of how President Trump, how we even got to a special counsel, how we even got to Bob Mueller. How we even got to FISA warrants being issued so they could spy on the Trump campaign. This would be the origin. And the origin, not fruits of the poisonous tree. We are talking about illegal evidence that was submitted by the U.S. government to the secret court system on foreign intelligence surveillance. Illegal, doctored evidence by an attorney sworn to uphold the law and the Constitution of the United States. And they did this to start this whole narrative about Trump-Russia collusion. So it all started with a crime committed by your U.S. government.
There is a lawsuit that we filed last month, actually 2 months ago, American Center for Law and Justice versus the FBI. This involves this issue of James Comey having his agent tasked over to the White House and going back and forth. We call the spy in the White House. The government has filed a motion to dismiss, which is normal. We're fighting that out in court. Your support for the work of the ACLJ, Jordan's letting know how to do it, makes a huge difference, especially when issues like this are breaking, folks. And we're going to stay live during the break on Facebook, so don't go away on that.
ACLJ.org. Donate today. Be part of our matching challenge. That's ACLJ.org. Double the impact of your donation right now. And a lot of work being done as we speak. ACLJ.org. Donate today.
Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in America, is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. Federal law bans the sale of aborted babies, but the abortion industry is exploiting a massive loophole. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're demanding Congress investigate Planned Parenthood's gruesome practices and close this abhorrent loophole. And we're taking on Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry in a major trial and in multiple Supreme Court cases. We could not mount this battle without your support. Right now, your gift to the ACLJ will be doubled through our matching challenge. A $20 gift becomes $40. A $50 gift, $100. Stand with the ACLJ now in the fight for life. Online at ACLJ.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.org.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Former FBI lawyer now under criminal investigation for allegedly altering a document related to the 2016 surveillance of the Trump campaign advisor, Carter Page. The finding is expected to be part of the Justice Department Inspector General's report. Horowitz turned over the evidence to John Durham, the federal prosecutor. That's significant as well. It's unknown how significant the altered documents are. However, they were significant enough for the Inspector General to put it over to the John Durham, the counsel that's been charged with finding out what happened here. Now, Fan, you just finished these hearings on impeachment, and now this information's coming out, and Inspector General's report due in early December.
Well, I'd say a couple of things, Jay. First of all, there's a not-so-secret theory in Washington, D.C. that a big reason these impeachment hearings are dragging on is to distract everyone from the real scandals that took place, scandals like this one. And let me just underscore very clearly for our listeners, Jay, something that you just briefly touched on. The very fact that the Inspector General has already referred this to John Durham, to me, Jay, that is crystal clear evidence that this is significant. Because I will just tell you, an Inspector General is generally very reticent to do that. Generally, he wants to keep all of his findings together so that he can weave them into one conclusive report he can turn over at one time and sort of be done with it. The fact that he came upon this and thought it was so significant and so likely to be deemed worthy of prosecution that he has already turned that over to John Durham, Jay. I don't think we have to guess if it's significant. I think that move alone tells us that it's majorly significant.
Yes. And there's some conflict. Here's the conflict in the reporting. So here, this is from CNN. It's unknown how significant a role the altered document played in the FBI's investigation. The alterations were significant enough to have shifted the document's meaning and came up during a part of Horowitz's FISA review where details were classified, and he then, again, turned this over to the Department of Justice for criminal investigation, as Than just talked about. Now, here's the FBI pushback. Supposedly in his report, he's going to say this didn't change the validity of the surveillance application. I don't know how those two coexist. Now, this is this early reporting that comes out about these reports, because I don't know how someone's alterations rise to the level of criminality if they don't alter,
of course,
the substance.
Of
course. It's CNN, it's these reporters, they're trying to have it both ways. I think they're also
They don't know exactly what the document is.
But what we now know is that there is some shady dealings going down at our top law enforcement agency. It's why Americans don't trust the FBI. It's why Americans shouldn't trust main FBI in Washington, D.C., or the CIA in Washington, D.C. at Langley. Not talking about field officers. Not talking about agents who work all over the country and world. I'm talking about the government leaders and the people who work under them, their lawyers, their top policy people, they've been out to get this president since before he took the oath of office. And they're working hand in hand with Democrats. It's a bit of, become a partisan effort as well.
Because
we saw with Mueller. I mean, if Bob Mueller would have known this, Bob Mueller probably wouldn't have taken this job.
Oh, I think that's right. Between the Strzok and Page and all that. Now, that doesn't justify what he did.
No. Now, of course not.
Dan, I want to go to you on this and because I think this is important. We just finished those hearings up. Now you've got this revelation. Now you've got the Inspector General's report coming. Probably then, you know, thereafter will be the Durham report. How does all this play in? Because politically, the polling is showing that after the hearings, the actual support for impeachment went down.
Well, and quite frankly, Jay, I think the main effort for Democrats in the House and now moving on to the Judiciary Committee is to try to refocus the American people's attention on these proceedings, because I think, quite frankly, they've lost interest. But I would just really encourage people. Look, we already know the date of this Inspector General report. It's going to drop on December 9th. And then Senator Graham, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, is going to hold a hearing on December 11th. Jay, people need to pay attention to this. And I know it requires a long memory. I know there's fatigue. Trust me, I'm fatigued of all of these scandals as well. But Jay, we're talking about very serious issues. We already know about James Comey's leaking. We already know about his detailing a spy under the term FBI reserve to the White House. We already know about the FISA abuse. But Jay, we don't know who all was involved that is still inside the intelligence community. So look, I know as we head towards the Christmas break in the middle of December, people's temptation is going to be to tune out. Let me tell you, that has been one of the main goals of these proceedings from day one, and the American people need to not tune out. It's going to be up to us to make sure that when this evidence comes out, that the truth of who was involved is revealed.
Remember, this report's broken. The news was broken on this by CNN. And I know Evan Perez very well. He's a very good reporter. And Preet Bharara, this is interesting, who is a former Southern District of New York U.S. attorney. No, as Jordan said, no fan of the president. Here's what he said about on CNN. Here's what he said about the significance of this.
If there was an FBI agent sworn to uphold the Constitution who can be proven to have altered a document in connection with a legal proceeding, including the obtaining of a FISA warrant, that's really serious. It doesn't get a lot more serious than that.
It doesn't get a lot more serious than that. That tells me a lot, Harry, right there.
Absolutely. So it's an admission, basically, that supports our reporting, our argumentation for the last several years. The FBI has put its thumb on the scale of justice in order to pursue and to legitimize an illegitimate investigation. So this investigation started with a document first paid, bought and paid for by the DNC, then transmitted, at least in part, through the Justice Department involving Nelly Orr, Bruce Orr, Fusion GPS, the Democratic National Committee. And now, of course, the Democrats have turned around and accused the president of colluding with Russians when the Democrats were arguably in a conspiracy to impair the presidency of Donald Trump and to have an insurance policy, should he get elected, so that they could then launch all sorts of investigations which would hamper his presidency.
So we filed a lawsuit in federal court entitled American Center for Law and Justice versus the FBI. And the case involves a request that we sent requesting the records pertaining to the FBI's investigation, former director James Comey, his communications with or about Anthony Ferrente, Jordan Ray Kelly, and or Tashina Gohar, as well as records and communications related to it. That involves an FBI individual that was sent over to the White House. We also asked for documents, including James Baker, that he was the then general counsel. We've asked for documents on Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, and others. I mean, there's a whole list here. In this list could be this lawyer. I'm not sure, because I don't know who that lawyer is. We've also alleged in this lawsuit a pattern and practice of violating the Freedom of Information Act. And we are going to get to the bottom of this, and we're going to get this information. But I think what this tells you is, as our Government Accountability Project continues to work on these issues, that this is significant stuff. I mean, this is, of course, this is, as Preet Bharara said, it doesn't get much worse than that. And I think that's true. How can it get worse than that?
No, now we don't. It was interesting. The initial CNN report said that this attorney, who was the subject of this criminal referral from the inspector general, worked directly under Peter Strzok.
Wow.
They then removed that from the report. Now, I don't know if that's because Peter Strzok's people went out and said, you better not put that under speculation, you know. So, but for some reason, that was removed. Maybe they got a good reason to remove it. Maybe they removed it to protect themselves from Peter Strzok saying, listen, the report's not out, or his lawyer's saying the report is not out, so you know, whatever you're getting this information from, you better wait before you start putting this out about our client. That would probably not be a bad legal move, because what initially this report did is put Peter Strzok right at the heart of it. I do want people to know that. And for some reason, we don't know. CNN did not explain. They just removed the line. Again, adding more questions. But I don't think you even have to have that. So I think that line was surely, I mean, it kind of hooked people. If Peter Strzok, you know, was involved and he was the guy who got removed from the Mueller team because of his animus towards the president, who had led the Clinton probe, and it was his attorney who did this, obviously that would be something people connect to immediately. But you don't even need that connection to understand how bad this is. An attorney working on the FISA application to spy on a U.S. presidential campaign significantly altered documents and emails enough.
Yeah.
Even emails showing, so what they were showing people, other people were saying about documents were altered. Altered. So they could get the FISA warrant and begin spying on a U.S. presidential campaign, the campaign of President Trump's. This is what led to the Russia probe. This is what led to then the special counsel being appointed. And now it was serious enough that the IG referred it over to the Department of Justice and John Durham, the U.S. attorney, looking at all of this for a criminal investigation.
So, and of course, all this going on in the scope of, we just completed the whole, you know, Bob Mueller Russia issue.
Oh, we did complete that.
Yeah. Now we've got this. I guess it is or is not complete.
There's questions now about whether they're going to try and do witnesses on Mueller obstruction at the Intelligence Committee, so they can add another level of another impeachment charge there.
Yeah. Okay.
Listen, article.
Let me tell you where this goes in the end. If it goes to the United States Senate, guess what happens?
This is all making it worse for them, too.
Every moment that goes by makes it worse for them. All right, we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. Don't forget, support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. Very, very important that you do that. It's easy to do. Any amount you donate, ACLJ gets a matching gift for. So we encourage you now. Jordan's going to give you the details on that. Go to aclj.org.
You go to aclj.org, you double the impact of your donation. This is a critical time, folks. I mean, about to head to the ICC. Literally, just got an order on that. I mean, and so right after the Thanksgiving holiday, team heading there. We've got this case just filed, and the FBI is filing their motions now on getting the information. ACLJ.org. Donate today. Double.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in America, is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. Federal law bans the sale of aborted babies, but the abortion industry is exploiting a massive loophole. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're demanding Congress investigate Planned Parenthood's gruesome practices and close this abhorrent loophole. And we're taking on Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry in a major trial and in multiple Supreme Court cases. We could not mount this battle without your support. Right now, your gift to the ACLJ will be doubled through our matching challenge. A $20 gift becomes $40, a $50 gift, $100. Stand with the ACLJ now in the fight for life. Online at aclj.org.
broadcast to everyone. If you're listening on radio, we encourage you to call your friends, tell them to listen in. If you're on any of the social media platforms, we're broadcasting live. We encourage you to share it with your friends right now. Now, Preet Bharara, former U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, been a big critic of the president, very vocal critic of the president. He has issued some statements about the seriousness of the former FBI lawyer who's now under criminal investigation after allegedly altering a document related to the 2016 surveillance of a Trump campaign advisor. Let me give you all this, a longer statement. But here's what he said. I want you to listen to the words he said. This is very significant.
The law enforcement agents and prosecutors who work with them are sworn to uphold the Constitution, sure, but actually even exceed the protections in the Constitution. They have to be of the utmost integrity and the utmost candor. And when, especially you're making a representation to the court, which is what a FISA application is, it's got to be on the up and up. And I know there's been a lot of political fighting about whether or not there was proper candor. And there was this back and forth with the House, within the House Intelligence Committee, when the positions were reversed between Devin Nunes and Adam Schiff. And that looked like a lot of politics. This particular thing that Evan Perez has just broken the story on does sound serious.
Does sound serious. Talks about the political consequence of this, but there's a legal consequence of this. Altering evidence that may well have served as the basis of an investigation, Harry, is called the fruit of the poisonous tree.
Absolutely. So not only does this provide exculpatory evidence with respect to the individual that was targeted by this FISA warrant, who was likely unwarranted, it likely provides incriminating evidence with respect to the agent slash lawyer who altered the document. And that individual ought to be, if true, prosecuted criminally to the fullest extent of the law, in part because he violated public trust concerning the Fourth Amendment. And that implicates every single American citizen. This means that every one of our rights could be violated by an FBI agent who has a particular political agenda. And so I think it's very, very important and very imperative for John Durham to get to the bottom of this and to prosecute this particular individual to the extent that evidence supports this, to the fullest extent of the law.
I mentioned the lawsuit that we raised with the FBI on this issue of James Comey and him sending spies over to the White House. A DOJ counsel advised our legal team, are you ready for this, folks? That there are around 10,000 potentially responsive documents to request number two, which seeks all records of Comey and his circle with or about Anthony Ferrente, Jordan Ray Kelly, or Chisina Gohar. 10,000 responsive documents. What in the world were they up to?
Yeah. Nothing good. Nothing good. I mean, potentially criminal conduct is obviously now we know the case because the Inspector General, who usually writes very strong reports, but as we've said, is very cautious about making referrals before reports go out, and really usually he lets the DOJ kind of read the report and decide what they want to do with it.
Right.
He immediately took this over to the Department of Justice and said, you need to know about this now because the person admitted to doing it. And supposedly that person is no longer at Department of Justice. So this would, hey, this is one way you can fire a bureaucrat for actually breaking the law. And altering evidence, tampering with evidence to ultimately get what is in the U.S. one of the most controversial warrants you can get. A FISA warrant, because you have no opportunity to defend yourself. A one-sided court where the DOJ is given this special role to put forward evidence, even against their case. Well, here, they were editing their own evidence to make their case stronger and deleting out the parts that made it weak. And as we know, it's been reported that it took them multiple shots to even get that FISA warrant.
I know.
So this person, at a minimum, it looks like they were altering email discussions about having backup to their evidence.
That is really,
I mean, that is, first
really
of all,
serious.
It is so serious.
A whole host of criminal and ethical violations.
Oh, and this is criminal.
Yeah, and to the sitting president of the United States, and but, altering evidence.
I mean, we've talked about these words like treason, things like this.
My goodness,
it's pretty close. I will tell you, it's pretty close. You're trying to take down a U.S. president by illegally altering evidence. You're trying to take them down.
You know, one of the things I thought about on all of this, Stan, is as I look at the proceedings in the last week, I'm glad that's now over, at least for now. And we'll see what they come next. Are we getting any sense, by the way, of timing? Are they saying now by the end of the year, they'll have articles? Is that the latest?
I think that's the expectation, maybe slightly before Christmas. I think over the holidays, you're going to see a report at least prepared to present to judiciary. I know there are reports now about additional hearings. Jay, I cannot imagine for the life of me why they wouldn't want to do another hearing after yesterday. I suspect they won't. But I do want to make one point on this culture of corruption at the FBI, Jay. You said that there were 10,000 responses to our question number two of our FOIA. Look, I can predict most of the names that's going to turn up. It's going to be the same circle of corruption we've seen in the other FOIAs. I mean, it's the Comeys, Strzoks, McCabes, Bakers, Rubickis, Pages of the world. And, Jay, how many times have we said it? There might be a lot of field agents, but the seventh floor over at the FBI,
unreal.
James Comey, FBI, as I call it, pretty unreal. That's the right,
it is,
I think that's
it
the right
is
word.
Unreal. All right, we're taking your calls as well, 800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and take Mark's call, Jordan, and we're going to open lines up for you, so you give us a call. Your reaction to all this, 1-800-684-3110.
Mark is calling from South Dakota on line one. Mark, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, great. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just have a little my perception leading up to a couple questions, so I'll throw that at you right now. And just also want to thank you for the work you're doing. This corruption's been going on a long time. It's a multi-tentacled animal to a lot of us here on the streets. My poor mother calls me every day, and I have to call her down because she just doesn't understand it all. And even people who follow it, discerning people, it's a lot of information. What you guys cover, it's amazing how you even keep it so straight and intact. But with 90% of the media being owned by six companies and spinning anything that they want and spinning things that just cannot even imagine being spun, we're just looking.
But here's what happened on this one, okay? CNN broke this story. This story didn't break by Fox News. It wasn't, it was CNN broke this story. They've got their sources, and it's an FBI, allegedly an FBI lawyer that's under criminal investigation here. So it's coming out. The information's going to come out. And I think when you see the Durham report, I think when you see the IG report, I think it's going to be breathtaking scope. Do I know that? No. I suspect from everything that we're reading, and what we know from our work that we've done at the ACLJ through our Government Affairs and Fans Office, Government Accountability Project, the documents we've seen, we produced them in binders for you. We know it's significant. But again, as we get ready to close this half hour of the broadcast out, let me tell you something. You see the work of the ACLJ filing a motion to dismiss response on this case with involving the FBI right now. Got a team working on that. Just got the order on the ICC case. Not one day of oral arguments, 2 days of oral arguments at the ICC. A little surprise there. We're trying to get to work on that as soon as we're done with radio today. Your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. We're in a matching challenge campaign. We had a great day yesterday. We want to keep that momentum going.
Yeah, ACLJ.org. Again, this is not like an end of year, let's get ready for 2020 push. This is let's get ready for next week. And again, while many people are celebrating Thanksgiving, the International Criminal Court does not. So we will continue to be working. We need your support at the ACLJ, your financial support. You can double the impact of your donation. Donate now at ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
If there was an FBI agent sworn to uphold the Constitution who can be proven to have altered a document in connection with a legal proceeding, including the obtaining of a FISA warrant, that's really serious. It doesn't get a lot more serious than that.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We're taking your phone calls, too, 1-800-684-3110. Let's reset this. It was breaking news. Came out of CNN. The original headline, exclusive, former FBI lawyer under criminal investigation after allegedly altering document in 2016 Russia probe, a document that would have been related to the 2016 surveillance of the Trump campaign. So there's an FBI attorney now, we're hearing as a former attorney, who is under criminal investigation for altering evidence, altering documents that led to the FISA warrant being issued so that the U.S. government could spy on Donald Trump's campaign. Just understand the significance of that. Your government altering evidence. I mean, it's got to make every criminal defense attorney out there wonder, well, you know what, if the DOJ top attorneys would do it, think about what the state attorneys are doing. I mean, think about
the DAs.
The DAs. Should every case be reopened in the country? See, this is what they don't understand at the DOJ. I think Bill Barr understands it. I think the new leadership, but this group didn't. Comey and the even Holder before him. They didn't understand that by politicizing the DOJ, that ultimately it would come out that these attorneys are altering evidence, that it makes every American question our entire judicial system.
Sure.
Because these are the guys that put you in jail. These are the ones that prosecute you. And if they're willing to do it at the federal level, then why is your local DA not doing it?
Well, that's why you question everything. That's why I'm at the Supreme Court right now involving Cy Vance's subpoenas, where they've got, you know, a local district attorney from New York subpoenaing records from the president, about the president, from his accountants, his personal records. Because what stops then every DA and assistant DA? I think we figured out there are 5,003 DAs and assistant DAs in the United States. What stops all of them from opening investigations? Well, I'll tell you what stops them. Article 2 of the United States Constitution. That's what stops them. But Harry, you look at what's going on here and you realize the nature and scope of what is taking place with the, you know, I kept saying during the Mueller probe, and I'll say it again, the irregularities that took place during the Mueller probe are unprecedented. They're going to open, and now they're hinting that maybe we're going to include an obstruction charge from the Mueller report. Wait until this thing comes out. Go ahead, Harry.
Your analysis is absolutely sound. So the Democrats support the rule of law, except when it blocks them from doing what they want to do. The Democrats support tolerance and free speech, except for their opponents. Democrats have become the party of government. And as Rizard Legutko has pointed out in his book, The Demon in Democracy, the focus on government and government power inevitably leads to totalitarianism. So essentially what we have with respect to the Obama Justice Department is the movement toward a Bolshevik form of justice. No justice for their opponents. And a focus on abuse of power, the Constitution, the rule of law, when they want to use it. Meantime, they are prepared to fib to get their way.
Yeah, what makes it worse, though, is that I knew what to expect, right, if I got pulled before one of Stalin's tribunals. Okay? Not fair treatment. Or if the Stasi came after me in East Germany. Wasn't going to be fair. Manufactured evidence. If it's happening in the United States of America, our system has failed. And it has to be totally redone. Now, you've got to have very strong figures to do that. It takes Donald Trump's, it takes Bill Barr's, it takes people who understand the process. Remember, we had this with the IRS. They basically become a nothing organ. They used to be the most scared and powerful. Now they're barely getting out their own, you know, the basics of the IRS, because they were doing this, politically targeting people. But this is worse. This is our justice system on trial now. And that's kind of sad. That they were this politically obsessed as attorneys. Let's go again. Support the work of the ACLJ. We'll be right back to take your phone calls. ACLJ.org.
Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in America, is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. Federal law bans the sale of aborted babies, but the abortion industry is exploiting a massive loophole. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're demanding Congress investigate Planned Parenthood's gruesome practices and close this abhorrent loophole. And we're taking on Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry in a major trial and in multiple Supreme Court cases. We could not mount this battle without your support. Right now, your gift to the ACLJ will be doubled through our matching challenge. A $20 gift becomes $40. A $50 gift, $100. Stand with the ACLJ now in the fight for life. Online at aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
All right, I'm gonna set this up a little bit here because we're going to play a bite that's really important. And some sound, our team does a great job of grabbing all this. And let me just say that if you're watching on Facebook, Periscope, Twitter, or whatever I'm leaving out here, aclj.org, you want to share this with your friends right now. And if you're listening on radio, turn the radio up a little bit here. Now I want to set this up. So here's what we have. A former FBI lawyer is under criminal investigation after allegedly altering a document related to the 2016 surveillance of a Trump campaign advisor, Carter Page, that was used for the FISA warrant. That's the only reason they got the FISA warrants. Okay. Now listen to this conversation between Wolf Blitzer and Evan Perez, the reporter, because it tells you everything.
Clearly, this is going to reverberate and provide ammunition to the president and his allies that this whole Russia investigation was criminally wrong.
Exactly. I mean, look, this is exactly what people close to the president have been saying, that the FBI committed wrongdoing in starting this investigation. And so the question now, obviously, is what are the details are going to be part of the Horowitz report that's going to be released on December 9th?
Nothing good, I suspect, for those that were denying that there was irregularities here of huge proportion, which we've been saying from the outset. I've said it publicly. I'll say it again. The irregularities, there was a pattern and practice of irregularities that took place during the Mueller investigation. You could go through the whole list of the Nellie Orr and Bruce Orr and Strzok and Page and documents being wiped. I mean, they took the document, the phones, and wiped them clean before they were turned over as evidence. And their answer to that was, oh, that was our protocol. If you did that, you'd be number 11 in Bob Mueller's report. You'd be volume 3. So now we got allegedly, according to CNN, an FBI agent modifying documents used potentially as a basis on which to get a FISA warrant. And this is the basis of what started the entire investigation. So I think the constitutional irregularities here, the criminality here is significant enough in scope that it cast another shadow, and there's already been many cast, on that outrage of 2.5 years with Bob Mueller. Harry?
Absolutely. So Democrats, they like to laugh at President Trump and his supporters. They laughed when he said he was spied upon by the FBI. They laughed when he said that the Democrats initiated this whole Russia collusion story. They laughed when he said there was no substance to today's or this week's most recent impeachment inquiry. But part of the problem with the Democrats is at some point the facts come home to roost. And I think the facts increasingly implicate A, the Democrats, and B, the Obama Justice Department, but thirdly, and very importantly, the mainstream media, which fails consistently to do its job to actually go out and interview people and to find out what are the facts. Because I think the facts at the end of the day will show that this investigation, these series of investigations against President Trump, were unfounded and they were not grounded in fact. They were grounded in a largely fictional narrative, in part to explain why Hillary Clinton lost the 2016 election.
Let's go right to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Jerry calling in from Rhode Island on line three. Jerry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello, team. I remember 18 to 24 months ago, Harry had done a hypothesis, which it sounds like his hypothesis was right on. And I was on hold, and I asked Jay if I could make a comment. I said, is that why we think the FISA judge recused? And Jay said, I wonder myself. I think you people are the first ones who pushed in this direction, but I don't even think Harry at that time figured 302s were going to get altered, emails altered. I wonder if the FISA judge had multiple applications, and he compared and said, wait a minute, I got that email here, but it's different over here, 302s here. I'm wondering if that's where the...
Jerry, you raised a really good question, and I think the answer is we just don't know until this report comes out. But I've said previously that the pattern and practice here is outrageous. Harry laid that hypothesis out a while ago. It's been a long time already, and now, of course, I would like to be the FISA judge that had this pulled over.
We've got the case before him, you know, on these documents relating to Peter Strzok, relating to Jim Comey's as White House spies.
Before Judge Contreras, yes. He was the FISA court judge.
And he hasn't recused himself on that case, which is unique.
Yep.
I would say he's got a lot of questions to answer, too, probably coming out of this report, the judge, too. Because in the FISA setting, it's very unique. It's like the only time we go the European style, where there's a prosecution and the judge, and they kind of worked hand in hand.
Yep.
Now, judges can be lied to.
By
the time it got to him, may have been really a straight-up request. But
we don't know.
Somewhere along this process,
something happened.
Something criminal, or believed to be criminally investigated, occurred that was in relation to spying on President Trump.
I think that's right.
Before he became president, spying on a U.S. presidential campaign. Now, put that into context. I'm not going to get into it right now. Put it into context about what you just heard these last 2 weeks of these hearings. Okay. And, you know, investigations about wrongdoing for like Hunter Biden and these people. Our government was spying on the President of the United States campaign.
Yeah.
Ukrainians were writing op-eds opposing the President's campaign. He can't do anything about it. He's had to wait until these guys can write a report. I mean, that's one of the problems here, is it's taken way too long for the Inspector General to get this done. Finally, Bill Barr getting the U.S. Attorney to get going on it before even this report was done. Yeah. These Inspector General's reports take forever, as Stan knows. And oftentimes, by the time the report comes out, they're kind of moot because then you got another election coming up and you don't even have time to get to the bottom of the problem. Hopefully this does. I'm hoping it does. So we're hearing December 9th. There's going to be a hearing and that we should get the report then. What I want to know is then the caller has the question about it. The caller has the question about it on line two. Jeff in Ohio. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jeff.
Thanks, team. Yep. I appreciate everything you guys do. It's fantastic. Yep. I have a couple quick points I want to make and a quick question for you guys. So, given this abuse, apparent abuse by Department of Justice, FBI, various intelligence agencies, how can we hope that things like the voting machines won't be altered in the upcoming elections? Second question is, why is there no ability to discipline prosecutors that are purposely...
Well, there is. So, Jeff, Jeff, here you raised good questions. Look, I mean, we got Durham is investigating an FBI lawyer for allegedly criminal conduct. That's pretty significant. I mean, Preparera is saying it's significant. So, people know that this is significant. This plays when Wolf Blitzer says this clearly will reverberate and provide ammunition to the president and his allies that this whole Russia investigation was criminally wrong. Right, Wolf.
Not ammunition.
But when you were making, but when your network was making fun of us for a year or two on this stuff,
like we were tinfoil hat wearers.
Uh-huh. Now all of a sudden, this isn't looking so great. So maybe they rush all of these hearings now, these impeachment hearings in December, and maybe they call more because they know what's coming out in the Durham report or what's coming out in the Horowitz report. How is that going to play in Washington, Than?
Well, look, I think it's going to be up to the American people, Jay, because, look, it's going to be 2 weeks before Christmas. And I just can't implore people enough. The temptation is going to be to tune out when this Inspector General report comes out. Jordan said these reports take a long time, and they do. It's Washington, D.C. But, Jay, I also can't help being a little bit suspicious about the timing. 2 weeks before Christmas, when people might be starting to tune out. Look, we know enough already to know that our intelligence community and James Comey's FBI failed us, Jay. It failed us. But when Chairman Graham convenes this hearing on December 11th, Jay, people just have to pay attention.
They do.
Because otherwise, these kind of things won't come to light. One last thing, Jay.
I know.
The caller was...
Go ahead.
Well, the caller was asking about personnel. Jay, that's why we continue to do these FOIAs. Because while not all of them will be prosecuted, many of these same people who were involved, Jay, they still have power. That's what our FOIAs are going to reveal.
Here's my question. Which I've had an issue with this Inspector General's process throughout this because of the length of time they take.
It takes a long time.
Okay. Who's inspecting them? Because it takes so long to get info from them. I mean,
they're accountable to the Department of Justice. They report to the Attorney General.
Because like Than said, they're going to release this now. They got all the info and they're going to do it a week and a half before people go on Christmas holiday.
The most damning info on
the U.S. Department of Justice and FBI in history, and the IG decided to put it for the DOJ decided to put it.
Well, they were going through a redaction process, not defending the time it takes. It does take time, but let me say this. Let me tell you who's engaged. Our audience engaged because I'm watching right now how many people are watching on Facebook, Periscope, and everything else. So there are a lot of, and there's millions listening on radio. So I think you're engaged. We're taking a break. We're going to talk right through this break, I think. Is that the plan? Yep. We've got some information we want to share because we just got some data on one of our cases that we're going to be arguing in 2 weeks. So we want to give you that during the break. We're taking your calls as well at 1-800-684-3110. Last segment, we try to get to all the calls. 800-684-3110. Don't forget, support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice. We're in court, 10,000 potential documents on this Comey, Ferrante spy in the White House issue, which I guess they're going to laugh at us now about that when this is coming out. I take it they won't. Or maybe they will anyways. Doesn't matter. We're going to pursue justice here. Your support of the ACLJ makes that happen. Go to ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we're going to get someone else to match it. ACLJ.org. Your voice will count. Go to ACLJ.org right now. We'll be back with more in a moment. Facebook, stand by.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in America, is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. Federal law bans the sale of aborted babies, but the abortion industry is exploiting a massive loophole. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're demanding Congress investigate Planned Parenthood's gruesome practices and close this abhorrent loophole. And we're taking on Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry in a major trial and in multiple Supreme Court cases. We could not mount this battle without your support. Right now, your gift to the ACLJ will be doubled through our matching challenge. A $20 gift becomes $40. A $50 gift, $100. Stand with the ACLJ now in the fight for life. Online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back. By the way, I just told our Facebook and Periscope audience, we just got the order and order from the ICC. Argument's not going to be over 2 days, different than we initially thought. Normally, it's about a 20 to 30 minute oral argument like you do with the Supreme Court, and that includes the questions. This one's going to be broken up over several days. First day, the arguments are short. Each side's going to have, there'll be evidence presented, there'll be 10-minute blocks of argument, but then the court has at least, and they can go longer, at least a 30-minute block then at the end of that to start with questions. Then the next day you come back and you do round two. That one's a little bit longer. That one's like 15 minutes, and they reserve again another 30 minutes for questioning the lawyers, which I understand in Supreme Court parlance, that would be a big argument. And it's the same thing here. It's an unusual way of doing it. So we're going to be regrouping a little bit at the end of the broadcast. We're going to get our team together, and we're going to be working on that. So we go from this to that. Again, that's why your support of the ACLJ is so critical. I know we've got a lot of people listening by radio, millions. Thousands watching on Facebook, Periscope TV. Support the work of the ACLJ. Go to aclj.org. We're in a matching challenge campaign. Whatever you donate, somebody else is going to match it. So go to aclj.org. Let's go take some calls, Jordan.
Yeah, Nancy's calling in from California on line one. Call us at 1-800-684-3110. Nancy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, gentlemen. So I'm wondering, this person who is supposedly or possibly maybe being outed, he or she certainly needs to be found out and in trouble if this is the case. But I just hope that they're not going to point fingers to the guys on the lower end of the totem pole and ignore the head honcho.
No. This is how investigations. You go where the evidence leads. This was a lawyer purportedly. Initially was being reported, then they changed it, or at least they pulled it back.
That was
the lawyer for the head of counterintelligence. So that's not a low end of the totem pole,
no,
if that's
not.
Who it is.
No, it's not. This would be a pretty high-ranking DOJ attorney that would have enough power that whatever they altered would have been criminal in the case of a FISA warrant.
But just realize what you just said, Jordan.
But I do think...
Whatever they altered?
I know.
No, I mean, really, think about this for a moment.
I question every decision made by the Department of Justice in the last 25 years, then, if this is what their practice was.
Whatever they altered?
Everything should be reviewed. Maybe we need 10 inspector generals to go through everything and see how many DOJ attorneys go to jail for altering evidence they brought up cases against people. Can you think of a couple others?
When you said it, whatever evidence they altered, we're saying it clinically because it's lawyers.
God.
Oh, wait, whatever
is the problem. They have God complexes in the U.S.
Well, they think
government.
So.
Many bureaucrats, I mean, I think we've seen that on display from the State Department officials, from the policy people who advise the president.
Oh, you saw that in the last 2 days.
I am a nonpartisan. You're a person, so you do have beliefs. I mean, the fact that we take that even from anyone, like, they do have beliefs. You have strong policy positions. The president said, I don't like these. Well, now I'm going to go testify to impeach the president. Okay? This whole thing, from that to Mueller, to look at Andrew Weissman's history of getting overturned by the next level. He gets all these convictions that get overturned. Why? Because of junk like this.
Yes.
Not this bad, maybe, but things like this, like not giving the exculpatory evidence and not being clear, or think about what they've done to Michael Flynn. I'm just going to lay that out there. Anything that they've done in the course of this entire thing now comes into question.
Well, I mean, Michael Flynn's lawyers raised serious issues.
The whole thing comes into question. Paul Manafort, the whole thing comes into question if it started with altering evidence.
When Jordan said that, he said, well, they are, because we say it so clinically, Harry, well, they altered the evidence and now they're in trouble. Altering evidence that was the basis of a FISA warrant?
It's a very serious violation. And with respect to the caller's question, it's important to note that even if the individual who has so far been implicated is a lower level official, more likely than not, that particular official may have evidence which can implicate higher ups. And so John Durham is a skillful lawyer, and he may be able to offer some level of immunity if this individual is prepared to implicate other individuals within the FBI and the Department of Justice. I think it is clear beyond question that the evidence suggests, so far, that this is a wide-ranging conspiracy. It simply did not have its origins with respect to altering evidence with respect to a FISA warrant. This was, in my opinion, a deliberate attempt to take down a presidential candidate, and the orders to do so likely came from high-up individuals, either within the FBI or the DOJ, or within the Obama administration, and possibly all of the above.
Let's go ahead and take another call, but I got a question for Than when this is done, but let's take another call.
Yeah, Steve calling from Georgia, line 5. Steve, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Steve.
Thank you for taking my call. Sure. My question is, secrecy of this court has never really been well with our system. So my question is, in light of what's happening, can this system, the FISA court system, be rehabilitated? Should it be eliminated? Is there any changes we can make to make it work for us? I don't like it. I'm leery of it. But I'm going to hang up and listen to your response.
Yeah, look, I mean, Steve, a lot of people are concerned about the FISA court because it's foreign intelligence. It's our only star chamber. I mean, it really is. It's the only one where you don't have the defense present. Warrants can issue. But, I mean, people argue the importance of it in the war on terror. But, I mean, if you get abuses like this, you raise a legitimate question. No question about it. But I was going to ask this to Than. As we get ready to close out this broadcast. Okay. So we've been pointing out the irregularities on this since the beginning. And as the president's lawyer during the Mueller probe there, we were obviously engaged in defending our client, and we pointed all of these things out. As the president's lawyer in the Ukraine matter, as far as the proceedings that have been going on here, the legal team there, you look at we've been pointing out the procedural irregularities that took place during that process. Now we're going to have this report come out, and we're going to have Durham's report come out, and we may have articles of impeachment. So how does that play up across the street from our office, Than?
I think the left in Washington, D.C. is going to try to use the impeachment to hide the rest of this
stuff.
And I'll just say a couple of things, Jay. Yeah, deflect, distract, bury. I do think it's time for the FISA court to become adversarial. That's just my two cents. But yep. I would tell you this. I think the answer to your question actually goes to what the last caller said about, is somebody lower level going to take a fall for this? Jay, we get this question all the time on this broadcast. How in the world could this happen? And I would argue back, why would it not happen if the director of the FBI can intentionally and maliciously leak a sensitive and classified memo of a conversation with the president for a political purpose? Jay, if he can do that, why can a lower-level official not get away with it? And I think until someone at his level comes to account, then I agree with Jordan. This will not be fixed until someone at his level has to bear the responsibility.
I think that's right. Let me encourage you to do something here, folks. I want to take the last minute and a half here of the broadcast and ask you to do something. There are literally millions of you listening, thousands of you, tens of thousands of you watching on TV, Facebook, Periscope, whatever it might be. We need your support at the ACLJ. We're at the last week of the month. November is our second biggest month of the year, and followed that, of course, December the biggest. Your support of the ACLJ will make a huge difference. I want to ask everybody that's listening to the broadcast right now to consider a donation to the American Center for Law and Justice at ACLJ.org. We're going to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals against Planned Parenthood. We're at the Supreme Court of the United States on a case involving abortion and the issue of abortion and Planned Parenthood again involved. That's at the Supreme Court right now. I am literally on the way to the International Criminal Court in The Hague in a week for a three-day hearing, that's now a three-day trial. We know that. And your support of the ACLJ makes that all possible. Jordan's going to let you know how to do it, but we need you to do it today. I'm going to ask everyone that's listening and watching to do that.
Go to ACLJ.org. This is what happens. And whatever donation you make in the month of November, we have a group of donors who said we're going to match all of the donations in November. So you double the impact of your donation. So if you donate $30 right now at ACLJ.org, that's like giving $60. You're only charged $30 because all of those donations are going to be matched in this month. Go to ACLJ.org and donate today.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.org.